brand new day in the UAE.
Day.
Start now.
It's the Kid LeBroy.
Hi, this is Victoria Beckham.
It's Lado.
D-Lado.
Hey, Dubai, it's Rita Ora.
Right now, you're listening to the Chris Fade Show.
Let's go.
It's Breakfast with the Stars.
Breakfast with the Cars.
You're now tuned in to the Chris Fade Show.
Virgin Radio 104.4.
Here we go.
Oh, yeah. Hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. We're live. Good morning.
It ain't Friday yet.
Somebody has had a lot of sleep.
I had a good sleep last night, apart from waking up at 1 o'clock in the morning. I had a good sleep. It was great.
I just heard a detailed description before the show started as to why he woke up and what were the steps.
I can share that. I think I can share it on the radio.
Like, minute by minute, what happened.
So, coming back from America this week, jet lag is pretty hard, right? Because it's 12 hours. It's a really big difference, right?
So it basically means that you're waking up in the middle of the night, right?
Correct. It's right now it's 6 o'clock at night in LA. Yeah. So Brianna and I have been sort of trying to get into mode. I've done a great job. Like, I'm proud of myself. I haven't slept during the day. I've been coming into work, just smashing out days and loving it. However, last night I crashed at about 8:30 in the evening. I just felt completely asleep. Mm. And then I did that one where you wake up and you think it's the morning.
And those are the worst.
And I had a look. I did the check of the watch, the phone. I was like, it was 1 o'clock in the morning. I was like, oh, man, I'm way early here. I was like, you got to go back to bed, Chris. Don't look at your phone. Go back to bed. And then I did the pee test. I pushed.
You needed a wee.
And I was, I got to do a wee-wee. So then I woke up.
I don't want to know it again.
I walked to the bathroom. The door's closed. I see the light on. I turn the light off because sometimes that light's left on. I don't want the light to wake me up. I'm trying to remain in sleep mode, you know?
I'm
trying to trick my body. Like, you're still sleeping, Chris. No, you're not waking up. So I walk into the bathroom. I turn the light off. As soon as I turn the light off, Brianna's there going, babe, I'm in here. I go, she's doing makeup or she's, I don't know what she was doing. She's taking, I don't know what she was doing. I think she was giving herself as a facial.
What?
I don't know. I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, I can't sleep. And I'm like, all right, well, I said, I need to do a pee-pee. So then I just turned the light off because I said, I don't want the light on. And I did the pee-pee.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if I got, I'll just.
Okay, stop it. We don't need to hear
now
that.
Now I got myself back in a bed and I fell asleep and I woke up at 4 this morning.
And it worked,
And here I am. I tricked my body. I told my body I wasn't up.
You won.
It worked. How are you guys? That's my night. How was your night?
Well, I nearly had an accident last night.
Oh, what happened?
You know, I've got an old Range Rover that somebody gave me.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, the wheel nearly fell off. And Annie was in the back.
Oh, my God!
It's like all like bent and stuff. And
the axle, maybe.
Yeah. So it was like smoking when I got back to the house. Something was on fire, so I had to put it out.
Oh, my gosh. And was Annie scared?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
and he was
thing.
Scared. But she didn't notice. I kept calm until we got back. I was like, because I could smell like smoke.
So is the
it was just around the corner from my house.
You're not going to drive that vehicle, right?
I think it needs to go in the bin.
Does it? Yeah. It's an older. What year is it?
It's 2009. But it was good. Like, it was a good car. It had a great sound system.
It just needs probably a whole like overhaul, which costs so much money with those cars.
Yeah, I've already spent 3,000 dirhams on it. So,
right, Ross. Well, if you need a car,
I'll have a Tesla. I'll take your Tesla, but it's not very big, is it?
No, it's not.
What about the?
I drove that thing. Yes, I don't drive Brianna's car often. She got one of those Teslas.
Saying that thing? It's a beautiful.
It
car.
Is. It's a beautiful. I'm saying I just don't drive it. I drove it yesterday, and they're good. They're good cars. I like it. I do like it. However, the weirdest thing is when you get out of the car, you don't turn a car off. So you just get out.
Right.
It turns off automatically.
Yeah, it does its own thing. And more is that and that's weirded me out because now Brianna, whenever she drives my car, she leaves it running.
She's so used to it.
Yeah, she gets out of No, honestly, she left it running for 2 hours the other day.
Oh my gosh.
She drove us to the mall in my car.
Oh my gosh.
Imagine doing that in Sydney.
Yeah, we went to the car. We went to the mall and when we got back in.
But like that's the sports car, is it?
No, it was the Jeep that I've got.
Ah, okay.
So I got in the car. Because I was driving us home. I said, I'll drive. And I got in the car and the air conditioner. I was like, you didn't turn the car off. She's like, oh my gosh, I forgot because of my car.
Wow.
What did you say then?
I was very nice. Good. I said, hey, darling, that's okay.
Yeah, right.
I'm just happy to be with you and I love you so much.
Do not buy it for a millisecond.
We're all forgetful. We're all forgetful.
No.
Hey, first callers of the morning, where are you? Call me right now. I want you on our show. I want you on this show. Get on with us. I want to find out how your night was. Good morning.
The Chris Fade Show's first call of the day. Wake me up before you
leave. We got Neha. Neha, you're our first official caller, and we love that. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, superstar. You got us in the car, do you?
Yeah, I'm in the car. Can you hear me?
I can just hear you well. Yeah, that's okay. That's all right. You got the kids in the car with you?
Yeah.
I mean, this is
an early... There are kids in the car with me, Rishabh and Rome.
This is an early start for the family.
Yeah.
What are you guys doing?
So we are just driving to the school. We live really far from the school, so we are enjoying your show on the way, and we just thought of giving you a call here.
Well, I love
that's
that.
That's cute. That's cute.
What school do the kids go to?
Dubai International Academy, Emirates Hills.
Good school, that one. That's a nice school. Mm-hmm. And so
yeah,
what?
Yeah, it is.
You do this drive every morning?
No. Only today, early morning, because they have a cricket practice.
They would like
to say hi to you guys.
Yeah, no, I don't want to. Don't want to say hello to kids today.
It.
Oh, no, I'm joking. How are you? Is this Rishabh or is it Vroom?
This is Rome, and now, hello.
Hi, guys. Hey, listen. You got to make sure you give Mum a big hug and a kiss because she's woken up early.
Yeah.
She's driving you all the way so you guys can play cricket, right?
I completely deserve it. Thank you so much.
Yeah, 100% you do. 100%. Well, listen, you guys going to be you're going to be cricketing great. So you're going to be like playing for team. Who would you play for?
We play semi-cup. So they are in the school cricket team. They both play for the team whenever there are tournaments. It's a school tournament.
Good on you guys. Well, there they are. Beautiful family right there. Thank you guys for listening. We love you guys. And drive safely. Make sure your seatbelts are on. Aisha. Hi.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, superstar. What's going on?
Hey, I just heard your jet lag story, and I felt connected because I came from the U.S. last week.
Oh, it's a hard one, isn't it? Isn't it a hard comeback?
It is, and I feel you because I woke up this morning at 3 a.m. with no reason, without alarm, and I was when I looked at the phone, I was just like, no, please, I should go back to sleep, don't look at the phone, and then I couldn't.
Yeah, it's hard.
I just woke up.
Where in the States were you?
I was in Atlanta,
Georgia. You know what they say? They say like for every hour that's different is how many days it takes for you to get back. So with Los Angeles, it was 12 hours. So they say it takes the body 12 days to officially get back. So
I'd love to know that, you know.
What's that?
I'd love to know that. Who they are? Who are they when this, they say
it's scientists? It's like, health specialists.
It's like a doctors. Wide known
effect. Yeah. What took you to Atlanta?
Well, my friend lives there, so I went to visit.
Nice. Ah,
is it a him?
Yeah. No, it's a her.
Okay, I just thought thought like maybe
trying to get something going.
I thought
going.
Maybe it was like this long distance relationship, maybe that you don't want anyone to know about. Well, you're amazing. Well, listen, at least you're up and about right now. Try to get some early rest this afternoon. And my thing that I start is melatonin.
Yeah.
Do you know what melatonin is?
Yeah, I know. And I got them from the U.S. But I'm scared to take them because I'm working. So I'm like,
no, I mean, listen, I'm no doctor, but I'm like health hypochondriac. I don't like taking any pills, but I take just 5 mg before I go to bed. It's natural. And it's sort of just what it does. It helps you try to stay asleep, I think. Obviously, it didn't work last night, but
never mind.
Yeah, but I don't know. That's what I do. I think you can get it here. I don't want to be promoting something that's not.
I have no idea.
But it's at every pharmacy across the world, really. Aisha, you're a superstar. Get some rest, though. Okay.
Thank you so much. Nice to hear your voice.
Bye. I like it. First callers of the morning. And honestly, our best callers. We love you.
The Chris Fade Show.
Virgin Radio 104.4.
Always first. Always juicy.
Give you the juicy bits, the gossip.
All the rumors are true, yeah.
Pretty Malik's Gossip. Powered by OSN Plus. Download the OSN Plus app and watch the brand new series, The Last of Us, now.
Okay, what have you got, Pretty?
Quentin Tarantino. He's written his final film.
So Quentin Tarantino for me is like, he's such a great director, producer, creator. He did Pulp Fiction, which is one of my favorite movies of all time.
Right.
He does movies just a little bit differently.
Very differently.
So he's what?
He's done. So the last film is apparently going to be titled The Movie Critic, and all the details about it are being kept under wraps. He's meant to direct it later this year. And Quentin has long said this. He said that he would eventually stop making films. Either he will stop at 10 films or by the time he's 60, whichever comes first. He's done 9 films and he turned 60 on March 27th. Wow. So this is the last year.
All so right. He's only going to be done. He's only will have done 9 films then because he'll turn 60.
He's going to do his 10th this year.
Okay, okay.
He's very selective with what he does. It's not like he produces like 12 movies a year or whatever.
He's only done 9 films.
I mean, you got to look at Martin Scorsese, the age of him. You know, Clint Eastwood still directing movies. So I don't think he'll go away.
Maybe he just wants to go out on a high.
He's made
his 10 films. They were good films, and that's that.
Yeah, true. All right. What else you got for us?
Let's talk about Gerard Piqué. He's finally spoken out about that viral Shakira song. You know, the music sessions?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We got that?
Yeah.
Do we ever have a listen to this one? This is... This is a total shot at Gerard Piqué.
And the
girl.
The girl.
Yeah, who had an affair with, that, right?
So he was on this radio show and they said, "Hey, so what do you think of the song?" Gerard bold to ask that. And he said, "Obviously, I've heard the song, but I don't want to talk about it because it's neither here nor there." But he did go on to talk about like their children and the future. And he said, "Listen, people have a responsibility, especially those with children, to protect our kids. I don't want to say anything more about it because everyone makes good and bad decisions, Gerard, please. You made very bad decisions. And I don't want to talk about the topic anymore."
So. There we go. All right.
And finally, one of the smartest men in Hollywood. I think The Rock is one that's very, very smart business-wise.
Yep.
I have to say Ryan Reynolds is a very close second.
Wow, what's he done now?
So... he sold his Mint Mobile, the telecom company.
He started a mobile phone, like a mobile telecom, like a Eti Salat. Obviously he didn't start it. He was the face of it. They would have been big boys behind him doing it. He's put his name to it. And they sold it for how much?
$1.35 billion. So it's been bought by T-Mobile. It's actually part of a larger deal. So Mint Mobile is owned by another company.
Yeah.
And they've acquired that larger company and all the little businesses in it.
Would have been planned.
$1.35 billion deal. Ryan put out a press release and said, "We are so happy T-Mobile beat out an aggressive last-minute bid from my mom, Tammy." The deal comes, by the way, this is why I say he's so smart, because the deal comes 2.5 years after he sold his beverage company for $610 million.
Woo!
So the man knows what he's doing. He's now the owner of Wrexham Football Club.
Yep.
He has a production company.
He's got money.
He's smart, man.
Good on him. Good on him. We'll have a great team around him, I'm sure, as well. Ryan Reynolds. Thank you, Pretty. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
The Chris Faye Show. Virgin Radio 104.4. Are you the chosen one? Dubai Festival Plaza, the ideal choice for your ideal life.
What a campaign this has been, man. Mm-hmm. It's been running for nearly a month as well, but it's unbelievable. The winner is winning a job on Virgin Radio, their own show, and they're getting to go to the States, America. Go see Ed Sheeran live, report on that show, and go tour the Ryan Seacrest Studios. It is truly a job of a lifetime for someone.
For sure.
Hundreds applied. We got down to the top 10. We're now here at the top 5. Our top 5 finalists today from 11 a.m. are taking over Virgin Radio.
Mm-hmm.
Each finalist will have 1 hour to do their own show on Virgin Radio. This is epic, guys.
This is a huge, huge opportunity. Probably one of the last big things before the big decision on Monday, right?
Yeah, you know, and we had a radio boot camp a couple of days ago where we basically brought these guys in and we gave them like the ins and outs, the things that you need to know about radio, the do's and don'ts even.
Yeah.
As much as everyone thinks it's easy just to, you guys turn on the microphone and have a chat.
No.
There's a lot that goes on behind it. There's a lot of psychology behind it. There's a lot of ways of what we do and how we do it. And, you know, Pretty and I have mastered that over the years.
And Rossi.
I have the chance, mastered it. I have mastered it. When I have the chance to actually talk, I'm very good.
You can't use that excuse anymore.
Why?
Because you're always like, we want you to talk more.
But like when you're off, I get so many amazing messages.
Yeah, well, they're just surprised. I think that's what it is.
Yeah, because I can do it.
Yeah, but why don't you do it when I'm on with you?
Well, because I can't get the chance to speak properly.
No, is that true, Pretty?
That is a lie. Yeah. You don't pay attention to the show, Rossi.
Yeah. No, I mean,
when I'm on, he checks out.
He doesn't pay attention.
So what we did is we gave them the boot camp, and then we gave them a challenge of basically coming up with a radio demo. A radio demo is what we, like a resume that you would put together for a job. We don't really do resumes. We do a radio demo, which is an audio piece.
It's all dependent on that, whether you get a job or not, honestly. Yeah.
So you'd email your audio piece. You'd send the MP3 file over. The boss would sit there in the office. He'd play it. And then he'd have a listen to you and be like, actually, that sounds pretty good. Or, yeah. Nah, that's not our person. These guys have put together a radio demo. Mm-hmm. I'm playing you just a snippet of each one.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I haven't heard these yet.
Are you ready to hear?
Yeah.
Let's meet Sammy, finalist Sammy. Let's have a listen to his radio demo right now.
Hey, Kaylee, you're on Virgin Radio 104.4. I heard you got an old school hit for us.
It's Eminem, Real Slim Shady. Please stand up.
Eminem, Slim Shady. Kaylee, what a pick. Got a little taste, I can see. I don't think the Slim Shady ever disappoints. Well, Kaylee, I really appreciate the suggestion, and we'll cue that up for you coming up on Virgin Radio 104.4.
All right, that was Sammy. Let's have a listen to Lujane.
Lujaina Marhiria Marhaba. It's a lovely day out here in Dubai for some quite the great news. If you've got a COVID fine, stay on here because you're going to love the next news. Now let's get the show started with our favorite revenge anthem. This is SZA's Kill Bill. I mean, this is the song I can never relate to because I am incredibly single. Now I'm just going to go cry in silence.
Cute, Alaya, there we go. Cute. Sana.
This is Virgin Radio 104.4. For your hits and old school, this is Sana K. Now, is there proof that One Direction is finally getting back together? In the next few minutes, we've got some throwbacks in our traffic and weather and the fan theory that says they might finally have a reunion. Stay tuned for the whole story on that.
That was Sana. Let's have a listen to Adam, our youngest finalist.
What's happening? This is Virgin Radio 104.4. You're listening to Adam Edeen, and you won't believe what this restaurant in Dubai called its milkshake. Some names that stand out are Burj Khalifa, Computer, yes, a milkshake called Computer, and the classic Aboud Shake. They may sound funky, but they taste real good.
All right, and finally, our final finalist, number 5, Avery.
Virgin Radio 104.4, what's up? This is Avery with the hits and old school. A Michelin star restaurant in northern Italy called Fiva serves its customers a $200 dish that you can get for free anywhere else. Hang tight and I'll let you know what it is. Up next, Kill Bill by SZA. You're listening to Virgin Radio 104.4.
There are 5 finalists right there. Who do you think should win? You can vote for them, by the way. You can go to virginradiodubai.com. Take a little second and have a vote. But one of those 5 that you just heard will win their own show on Virgin Radio. That will be a name that you'll hear on this very station all the time.
For sure.
What a great competition. And it all comes to an end next Monday. Mm-hmm. So good luck to our 5 finalists. They've got another challenge today. Don't forget, 11 a.m. They're taking over the station. Tune in.
The Chris Faye Show.
Virgin Radio 104.4.
It's Rossi's fault that video stays there. He's done something. I don't know what he's done.
Yeah. You may think I'm silly, but I know my algorithms, mate.
You know, when I was obese. I was 128 kilos. I shot this video for, I didn't even know what it was for. They were following a day in the life of Chris Fade. Yeah. This is probably 12 years ago.
Yeah. No, it's 8 years
ago. Is it only 8 years ago?
This is 8 years ago.
And this video of me, I'm getting out of the car at the gas station at Zoom, and I am just so fat. Like, I didn't know I looked that fat. It was before I, got the whole Fade Fit thing going. And this video, when you search my name, is the first video that comes up all the time.
121 kilos you was.
28 I got up to.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I got up to 128.
And unfortunately, you were smoking.
I was smoking. I was eating horrible food. Guys, don't smoke. I know that we say it, but it's just so bad. Don't vape. I know a lot of the young ones are vaping now at school. Like, I'm telling you now.
So bad.
What you're putting into those lungs, they don't even know. These chemicals are so bad.
You were going through a very unhealthy period.
Yeah, I'm so glad that I'm fit now and I feel so much better. But this video...
It just won't go away.
It won't go away.
Still
and
gets
I think
comments.
I think Rossi has pinned it somehow when you search my name.
I'm not saying that I spoke with, Dahlia when she came in from Google and YouTube. I'm not saying anything.
Referencing names.
The latest comment was 2 months ago.
Stop, I mean, can we not take it down?
Sure, I'll tell you what to search. Go search Chris Fade Radio Jockey. I'm telling people what to search.
Don't promote it even more.
My Dubai, My City. That's the channel. And search Chris Fade Radio Jockey.
Are these guys still putting up videos?
Let me
when
check.
Was the last time these guys uploaded a video?
I think that was the only one.
6 years ago.
They're living off the proceeds for the rest of their life.
From me being fat. Anyway, I'm happy where I'm at now. And I don't, you know, you don't shut out the old past. You know, you don't ever. It's not like I'm trying to block the old me, but it's just interesting. That video always comes up. Always someone will send it to me.
What's the other things that you've done? You know, met the Pope, interviewed Will Smith, you know, like so many top stars.
But me getting out of a car at the gas station down here in Barsha is the video that's gone viral.
Get ready. The Chris Fagio's 10K Pop Quiz.
I'm covered in money, I'm covered in money.
Powered by Rack Bank.
So, Ben, have you seen this video of me? You've probably seen it anyway. Oh, so, Ben, you there?
Yes, I am.
No, there you go. What happened?
So, I was listening to you, actually, you know, about your first experience of smoking. And, you know, I had a bad experience in college, actually, and that forced me to quit smoking, actually.
What was your bad experience from smoking?
One of my seniors forced me to smoke.
Mm.
And I took in so deep, and, you know, it irritated my throat, like, very badly, and I cuffed for close to, you know, more than a day. I was unable to get out of the cuff and...
Wow, you got cuff. You took that inhalation too deep. Do not smoke. I'm putting it out there now. If you smoke, stop. You like your life. Don't wait for the doctor to tell you it's too late. That's all I'm going to say.
That's the first question they ask you when you go.
Do you smoke?
Yep.
Sabin, let's go. From smoking to cash, we've got 10,000 dirhams with Rack Bank. Are you ready to win this?
Yes, I am.
All right. If you don't know an answer, pass. If we have enough time, we'll come back to it. Let's go. You're 60 seconds on the clock, Sabin. Your time starts right now. What country has won the most Olympic medals ever?
China.
Who sings the songs Don't Go Yet and Senorita?
Sam Mendes.
What is the capital of Kenya?
Nairobi.
Who played the role of Batman in the movie Dawn of Justice?
Ben Affleck.
What DJ produced the songs Dangerous and Memories?
David Guetta.
What was launched first, MySpace or YouTube?
MySpace.
The Secrets of Dumbledore is an installment from which movie series?
Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them.
What is the currency of Spain?
Euro.
Who sings the songs Kill Bill and Good Days?
Beyonce.
The Rise of Gru is a film from which movie series? What country has won the most Olympic medals?
U.S. United States.
Who sings the songs Don't Go Yet and Senorita?
Camila Cabello.
I'm gonna give you that last one, man. You know your stuff. 800 dirhams, all yours. Well done.
Oh, wow.
So good.
Man, you unbelievable. That was good. SZA sings Kill Bill and Good Days, and The Rise of Gru is from The Minions. That would have got you more of the money, but you got 800. Congratulations.
Woo! Oh, thanks a lot, Chris. Thanks a lot. You made my day, man.
Love you, bro. Thanks for listening, and don't smoke.
The Chris Fay Show. The Chris Fay Show.
Something like this. Virgin Radio 104.4.
Just going back to the whole vaping and smoking thing, like,
yeah.
I know that there's a lot of you that are listening on the way to school right now, and some of you may be in that little vape crew, because I know what happens. I know that a lot of students are taking vapes to school. They keep it at the bottom of their bag. They're trying to take it. Maybe they go to the bathroom, even, I've been told. Like, I speak to a lot of students, right? A lot of you guys hit me up, and I talk to you when I'm at the malls and all that. I don't want to be like that dad role that's telling you don't smoke. But what I will tell you is, like, what's in those vapes?
Mm.
Nobody knows the chemicals that are in it. And right now you're young and you're okay. But, like, you could get to our age and you could have, like, real major damage to your lungs, which will prevent you from living a life.
Mm.
So that's the seriousness of it. And I know that you're young right now and that's stuff you don't even think about. But just know, like, that vape is so bad. And I smoked from the age of 16 till I was probably 28. I smoked cigarettes, right?
That's crazy.
I used to be at 16. I used to finish school and go smoke. And I look back now and I realize that was such a bad thing for me. And it affected me. Like, I knew when I was older that long time smoking that I did as a child really affected me. Yeah. And I regret it.
Yeah.
So, like, learn. If you want to learn, like, learn from me. Like, I'm telling you now, it's not good. And don't think you're cool and, you know, you're part of that crew that vape or smoke. Like,
I think the cooler people are the ones who say no to stuff.
Yeah, try it. Anyway, I don't want to be like that dad telling you don't smoke, you know. But, like, I'm just giving you my my little word of advice that I learned now at my age that I wish when I was your age that I knew. All right.
Thanks, Uncle Chris.
And I just want to say one thing. With cigarettes, you sort of knew what was in them, right? You knew that there was nicotine and the tobacco and all that. With these vapes, they get made in some factories. We don't even know what they're putting in it. And I'm telling you right now, it's damaging you big time. Be wary, all right? All right. Dad Fade is out.
Okay.
Bye.
The Chris Fade Show. The Chris Fade Show.
Something like this. Virgin Radio 104.4.
Ross, I love you so much. I do. I love you, Rossi. I love you.
Thanks.
But I'm worried right now. Why? Because I've realized over the last couple of months even.
Yeah, tell me.
You were doing the old man thing.
What?
He's trying to read something.
Oh.
And he is bringing the piece of paper so close, or then you do the thing where you tilt your head back to try to read the words on the paper. You've just done it on the computer right now. I noticed it.
Yeah.
You put something on your Instagram the other day about it. I thought it was a joke. I thought you were trying to do a comedy skit. But
no,
I think, are you losing your sight? Are you getting old?
I think I've increased the font on my phone.
Have you?
Yeah.
Have you had to increase the font? You're like my mum and my dad.
Yeah.
You've increased the font.
I know.
That's
the beginning of the end, that, isn't it?
No, I wear glasses. Chris did laser. It's totally fine.
Yeah, I used to wear them, but I did laser.
I was meant to wear glasses from a young age. I had a cross eye.
You had a cross eye?
I was cross-eyed and I had an operation on my eye.
Really?
Yeah.
I never knew that.
They had my eye shot or something it's called.
So what, they did the surgery, I think they released the muscles or something like that?
Something like that, I was five. But anyway, I was meant to wear glasses from a young age, but I never did. But now,
why didn't you wear glasses if you were meant to?
So hold on, are you struggling to see right now? Because I'm a bit worried.
Yeah, I am a bit, yeah. Well, look at the size of the font on my phone.
Show me.
Let me see.
I've increased the...
My gosh,
I can read
your phone from 10 meters away.
You've done laser.
Yeah.
Shall I do it?
Rossi, you can't just jump to laser. Have you done an eye test?
Yeah, you got
to
go do it. Have you done it?
No, I'll just do it.
No, you can't.
We'll do an eye test. There's a new laser now
where they put contact lenses in your eyes or
Rossi,
something.
Rossi, you just have to go do an eye test first.
Leave it to me.
Go to an eye doctor.
Guys, I got you.
I don't need an eye doctor.
Hi,
welcome. I did one four years ago from a driving license.
I'm an eye doctor right now, Rossi. I've got a chart in front of me. I've just printed this out here. place chart 10 feet away.
Hold on. Did you say you're an eye doctor?
Yeah.
Okay. What's the name of your profession?
A pathologist.
A what?
An ophthalmologist. I'm an ophthalmologist. Hi, my name's Dr. Fade. I'm an ophthalmologist. I'm a doctor on the eyes. And we're here to look after you, big Rossi. Come just take a seat in that seat there, mate.
I am sort of getting a few, headaches and stuff lately.
Well, no, honestly, and at night, is it a bit blurry when you're driving? You got the kids in the back of the car, and you got the beautiful, brand new little boy.
Yeah.
We've got to protect them, mate. I want to make sure. I think you need to wear glasses.
I can't see stuff on the phone.
Okay, here we go. This is 10 feet away now. So, Rossi, what's the...
What's
just,
line?
Just
move the mic back.
Just read this guy. Read this here.
Okay.
Leave it, please, Pritt, if you can. Thanks. All right, just the top, just the top line there.
E, easy.
Well done. And the next one.
F.
And
P.
That's correct. We're on to the third line right now. You should be able to read this fairly easy. It's a third.
T O Z.
Well done. All right, the fourth line here, Rossi.
L pad.
What?
L-P-E-D.
Say the letters.
Well done. Okay, now we're at, this is 2040 vision. You should be able to get this one.
2040?
Well. Yep, go.
Oh, okay, hold on. P-E-C-F-D.
No, the one below that.
Ah, okay.
Right here.
Oh, now we're struggling.
Okay.
E-D-F.
Yep. Correct, yep, go.
Keep going.
We're doing an eye test now.
It's
on the radio.
Test, yeah.
O.
Yep.
Z.
Yep.
Well, now, what is that? Move your pen a bit. Is that a Y or a P?
All right. Anyway, you got 80% right. That's not a O.
That's
a C.
Yep.
And finally, there's two more lines you should be going for.
But I think I can get this one. Maybe it's certain letters. F-E-L-O-P-E-D.
F-E-L-O-P-E-D.
Not exactly.
Last one here, Ross.
Absolutely no chance.
No chance of that.
Wait there. Hold on.
All right.
B-E-F.
D E L it is.
P O S T D.
Go get an eye test.
It's not an STD.
It's TEC.
Go get an eye test.
It looks like an STD, though.
No, it's a TEC, Rossi.
Oh, sorry.
All right, could you what could you do that here?
KRIS.
Yeah.
This is bigger.
Yeah.
And this is in handwriting.
I write this on you.
KRIS. Yeah. FADE. Yeah.
Chris Fade.
Yeah. Is. What's that?
Is.
IS, yeah.
THE, the.
Yeah.
BED. BEST.
BED.
Chris Fade is the best.
Oh, I didn't put that in. That was part of the eye test, guys. That wasn't me. I think Rossi needs to go and do.
Go to an eye doctor.
I'm struggling to think of a great eye hospital. I know there's one on Alcale Road. It's a Spanish place.
We just had Barracair on the show. They were doing a competition here.
It looks so good down there.
Oh, Rossi, if you do, he's just trying to get this for free. That's what he's doing now. You're not making money out of this.
I don't want to make money.
You're just trying to get a freebie. You've got medical insurance. Go to the mall. Just go to one of the glasses places and say, can I get an eye test? That's the first thing you got to do. That's it. All right.
Well, I've just got it done from Dr. Fade, so what's the difference?
Yeah, I think you failed. That's the problem.
That's the problem.
Pretty, can you just give him your glasses?
Yeah.
I just want to see how he looks with glasses on, because this could be the new Rossi.
When I put my friend's Rockies on, it's like a whole new world.
There's no need to clean the glasses, Rossi. Well, there's no need to clean them.
So look. Whoa. No, I think you're a different type of sighting than me.
Oh, he looks good. You look pretty good with him, actually.
Yeah, he does look good.
You look good with him.
The Chris Fade Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m.
Good job.
You can read that. Could you read that before putting the glasses on?
No, these are you long sighted or short sighted?
I don't know what the difference
is. You use them to read closer or far?
Farther.
So she's short sighted, you see. Martin, does he need glasses, do you think?
Yeah, Rossi, listen, right? The other day I went to the optician because I was reading some stuff on my phone and I'm thinking, yeah, I can see this, but I was struggling. Went to the optician. He said, "Yeah, this is what you need," and it was a really small prescription. But I'm telling you, I put them on. It was like an HD, mate. I've been making stuff up.
He's gone into HD life. You were living in like what the old school 1990s sort of videos.
But it's literally just for reading. That's all it is. I mean, when I'm driving around and walking, it's fine. But you know, when I'm reading stuff on my phone, I thought I'm not expanding the text because my kids are going to be like, Dad, why is the font so big?
How old are you now, Martin?
52 now.
52. Yeah, Ross is younger than you, but he's...
I feel 52.
Yeah.
Okay, well, at least, I mean, you sound like cool and stuff, and you're making glasses sound cool, Martin.
Wearing glasses does not mean you're not cool, Rossi.
I'm with you every day for
She's
the past
wearing glasses right
years.
Now in front of Jenny, our videographer, is wearing glasses.
No, I didn't.
We're all wearing glasses.
No, I didn't mean
years.
That. I don't know. I didn't mean it.
All
just
right.
Like
Martin,
that.
When are you in the next Lock, Stock movie? I love it. A lot of people saying, go and get the... Rossi, go and get tested.
Okay.
Go and get tested.
Well, are we still talking about the glasses?
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
good.
Not those three letters that you struggled to read earlier on.
The Chris Fay Show. The Chris Fay Show.
Virgin Radio 104.4.
I've just been thinking about over the years of this show, what Rossi, like the free stuff you've got for your body.
Well, what?
Like the hair transplant we did.
Yeah.
And then we got you
fit.
Remember you got fit, you got all the free personal training, you got the meal plans.
Yeah.
Free trip to London to go run in the marathon.
Yep.
What else have you got? You got to get like, he's getting back
lasered.
Lasering, yeah.
Was that through the show?
Yeah, I remember that.
Hair transplant, we said that.
Now we've received at least...
Botox.
Oh, yeah, you got free Botox.
Botox I got, yeah.
He's got at least 20 messages here of people from different eye companies saying, Rossi, just pop in, we'll give you a free test and we'll look after you.
We will happily help Rossi on his journey to HD vision. Wow.
Are you going to take it up?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he will. He'll message you guys over the next few hours here, and he'll have it all sorted.
You know, who offers me the best package, I'll take whatever.
Oh my god!
You know, my favorite TV show of all time, and it's a little bit older for some of you, is called Seinfeld, and there was a character in there called Kramer. And Kramer was the friend of Jerry who you just never knew what was going on. He was always up to something. Sometimes it was illegal. He would just be the most random human being that you could imagine as a friend.
Yep.
And I have my own real life Kramer here. It is Rossi.
That is true.
Like literally 10 minutes ago, we're doing this very radio show. He is doing a deal for some speakers. I don't even know what you're talking about, but all I hear is you talking to another guy going, I will buy those speakers off you and I'll get new ones.
Yeah, it's Dragon Mart.
What are you doing? Why are you dealing with speakers at 7:30 in the morning?
Because I've got a party on the weekend and I need some speakers.
So who are you talking to? I'm just trying to work out who's up at 7:30 dealing with speakers. This is a conversation that's going on whilst we're doing this show.
I'll tell you his name. Maybe he'll give me some free speakers. He's not budging on the price, though. Zia. Hi, Zia Electronics.
So what are you trying to get? What do you need? You need speakers.
Yeah, the...
Well, let's get him for the show. Who's got speakers?
Oh, my God.
We're going to get Rossi his eyes done. No, now we need speakers.
No, don't. I'll get in trouble.
It's too late now, buddy.
Martin says 100% Rossi is Kramer. It's so true. Like, Rossi's rocked up to work without shoes one day.
Yeah.
Well, I was moving house, and I filled my car and took it all to the new place and left the shoes there. So
that actually happened to Kramer on the show.
Oh, did it?
Yeah, he moved all his shoes, so he had no shoes. So, I mean, it's like I'm living in this world of
parallel
world where, I love you, Ross. I love you. Okay, I'm happy to have that element of you. I don't ever want that to change.
Great. Thank you.
It's just made me think of something off topic. Mm. So if Rossi is Kramer, what characters do we resemble from TV shows?
What would
Chris be? Any TV show, but who would Chris be? I'm trying to think.
Probably like Thor, the TV series.
No, that's not a TV series.
Vikings, you know.
Can we do movies as well?
Yeah. Like, because what's the character?
Eugene Levy. I mean, are we talking about the
looks? No, personality. Like, the person, like, you have the personality of Kramer from Seinfeld.
Yeah.
Like, who is Chris's, who's my personality? Like, you know, I always, just a thought, putting it into the universe.
That's a good one. Think Pretty Malik. Or who's someone who doesn't like, don't attack me, Pretty, who doesn't like being told that they got something wrong?
Actually, I don't care. It's just that you have a lot of fun with it.
Is anyone?
So I don't even know this question. I don't think this question is going to work here.
No, I'm just thinking out loud. I'm not putting it out. I just wonder if we have, like, parallel characters too, like Rossi's Kramer.
I'll happily take Kramer.
I think Pretty would be someone from Friends.
Oh.
Courtney Cox. I mean, she's not obsessive about...
No, not Courtney Cox. Maybe Jennifer Aniston.
Definitely not Jennifer Aniston.
Why? Personality-wise.
She starts out being materialistic, right?
Mm.
When she comes in the wedding dress, that's not pretty.
No, you're right, it's not. And she's definitely not Phoebe.
She does run like Phoebe.
She does what?
Run like
Phoebe. And sings like...
Yeah, that's true. Smelly cat. Yeah. Smelly.
Charbel, what are you thinking here, Charbel?
On Seinfeld, there was a short guy, a good fat show.
You mean George Costanza?
Yes.
Yeah. That's me?
That's you? Pretty Malik is Christy Alley from Cheers.
Christy Alley from Cheers.
May she rest in peace.
Well, oh, yeah, she died.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah, he just passed away. Yeah.
I can see a little bit of George Costanza in me. He's like a little bit health conscious.
I've
He's
just
like
got
a bit
it.
Frantic and yeah.
I've got it. Mm. You are Jay from Modern Family.
I haven't watched Modern Family. Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Is he a hypochondriac?
Have you lined me up to someone bad, haven't you? Is that what
you've
done?
He's the old guy married to Sofia Vergara.
Ed Bundy from Married with Children. Al Bundy. Ed Bundy's a murderer, right?
That's Ted Bundy.
That's Ted Bundy. Because okay. All he wants to do is go to bed early and not do anything.
Oh, then that's me.
You.
Yeah, that's me. Tyrone.
I just want to say that I've met actually two of you in real life, and the two guys in the show, and neither of you have ever resembled... in FaceTime, then you actually thought you would be.
Oh, I can't hear it. Turn your radio down. I can't hear what you're saying. What did you say? You've met us both. You met Rossi and I, and what?
Yeah, and I never, ever thought you were the people that you would be in real life. I mean, just completely different.
Well,
like, Rossi's a big scooter boy.
Yeah.
And he loves the scooters. Yep. And you are completely different. I just thought it was just so amazing.
Oh, Tyrone.
The height difference, the weight size, everything.
I mean, I get like people think that I'm short and fat. That's why I'm called Big Rossi, you know. Yeah. Tyrone, right. I love you, man. Have a great day, all right?
Thanks, mate. All right. I think he probably thought we were attractive and he saw us. He's like,
The Chris Faye Show. The Chris Faye Show.
Something like this. Virgin Radio 104.4.
I just want to say that I said that Rossi reminds me of Kramer from the TV show Seinfeld. And we've now kicked off this little topic here of who do we remind you of from TV shows? And there are so many ones coming in.
Apparently, I'm Robin from How I Met Your Mother.
I could see that. But then Martin says Lisa Simpson.
Yes.
From The Simpsons.
Really?
And you really, that I like Lisa Simpson.
Okay, because
you
I'll
like
take
to,
it.
You know, do stuff by the rules.
Then there's about 50 of you who have just hammered me. I'm just getting hammered here. Raj, who am I from a TV show?
Yeah, Chris, you are Ray.
From Everybody Loves Raymond.
Yes, yes.
And Rossi's 100% Robert.
Yeah, the brother. Yeah. Did you ever watch that show?
I've never seen that.
What was the wife's name?
Deborah.
Yeah, Deborah.
Yeah, you're,
I'm trying to go here, Deborah.
You're Ray, for that, sure.
Is that Robert? I'm gonna YouTube Robert from Everybody.
You've got to watch it. You've got to watch it. It's fantastic.
Yeah, you are Robert, though. You're so true. I like that one, Raj. Ahmed, who are you picking here?
Yo, Chris, you remind me of Adam Sandler.
I'll take that. Yeah,
Adam Sandler, really? Not as funny though.
He can play basketball. I'm down for. I'll take Adam Sandler. I'll take Adam. I'll take it. Right.
Look at the size of Robert's head from Everybody Loves Raymond. Are you serious,
Umesh?
Oh. Yeah, I think Chris is more of Cam from Modern Family than Jay.
Who's Cam? Is he the larger guy?
Yeah. Dramatic. That's Chris.
All right, fair enough. I'll take it. There's a lot here on the WhatsApp.
I like this one. You're Johnny Drama from Entourage.
Which one's Johnny Drama?
The one who can never quite make it.
You know, the brother of
Vince.
Oh, go away.
He can never quite make it into the. Oh, this is a good one. The genie from Aladdin, not Will Smith. Robin Williams.
Robin Williams, genie.
I've been stuck in that lamp for 1,000 years.
Yeah. Jerry
says I'm Scooby Doo. Thank you. Out of all the characters,
yeah, you're Scooby Doo.
Give me Scooby Snacks.
I like that.
I'll take it. You are that guy from Everybody Loves Raymond, though. What's his name again?
Roger? Robert.
Yeah, Deborah!
Blair's on the line.
Oh, Blair, who do I remind you of?
I reckon that there is an amazing resemblance between Chris and that guy from Dubai Bling. What do you reckon?
Yeah, all right, wise guy. All right, wise guy.
The Chris Faye Show. The Chris Faye Show.
Something like this. Virgin Radio 104.4.
Our next guest is on Zoom right now, actually.
Yeah.
Is on Zoom. I'm going to get Billy to turn his camera around the other way just so we get him the right way. He is an Australian professional boxer. He is the former IBF featherweight champion, world champion, guys. Mm-hmm. He's a world champion boxer. 48 wins. He's a good friend of mine. He's like a brother to me as well. Like him and I, we've been friends for many, many years. His name's Billy Dibb. And some of you from the boxing world or the sporting world will know Billy.
Yeah.
Some of you that may follow his journey on social media will definitely know who Billy Dibb is. And over the last months, he's been going through cancer.
Yeah.
And he's been on this journey, which is very brave of him to put it up onto social media. And he's been showcasing this. And as he's been showcasing his battle of cancer and getting through it, the world has started to watch even more. And he's been inspiring millions of people. Mm-hmm. He's got a brand new book that you can line up for very, very soon. And we've got him on the show right now. The one, the only, the champion. It's Billy Dibb. Billy.
How you doing, guys? How you doing? You all right?
Mate, we're well. Thank you for taking the time to have a little chat to us right now. Are you at home? Where are you right now?
I'm at home. I'm just relaxing in the comfort of my family home at the moment.
So how's life, Billy? You got some good news on last Tuesday, right?
I did. I got some good news after a long journey and a hard battle. I'm thankfully now in remission and cancer-free.
Love yes, Billy!
Fighter.
Oh, you know, Billy, you and I have been mates for a while, and you know, when you that big C word, cancer, it comes up out of nowhere, huh? You don't realize it. Cancer for you, though, it's been in your life before, right?
Yeah, you know, it's actually been in my life since a young age. My uncle passed away from leukemia at the age of when I was just a young boy, like age 7 or 6. He died from leukemia in 1996. And then in 2015, my wife, Sarah, passed away from cancer, leukemia as well. And so then when I got cancer just, you know, 5 or 6 months ago, I was in complete shock. I was like, what are the chances? You would have never picked that, you know. So, but that was God's will for me. And, but, you know, I was determined to survive because I got a beautiful wife and a beautiful son now. And I was like, there's no way this cancer is going to beat me. I'm not going to give in.
Was it a hard moment to go up on social media? You were really documenting it for all of us. Obviously, I had followed you before, but there were many people from around the world, especially from the boxing community, and people that weren't even in the boxing community started to follow your journey, right? Were you scared to document it? Because I put myself in other people's positions sometimes, and like, I don't know if I could have done that.
Chris, the truth is that I felt like God had given me a platform, and with this platform, I sort of felt like it was a responsibility upon me to sort of shed light on this thing. Mm-hmm. You know, I wasn't really paying attention, but I was more looking for people's prayers and dua. I just wanted people's supplication. That's what I wanted. You know, I knew that, you know, because one's decree can be changed with prayer and with supplication. So, you know, with people praying and make a dua for me and just asking God to protect me, I think that was the game changer, you know what I mean? So, of course, I wanted to do it for myself, but I also wanted to do it to shed light because there's so many people out there who are suffering. And I thought, you know what, let me use my platform. Let me shed some light on this thing and hopefully we'll get through it.
Billy, you're going through it and you're still thinking about other people. I watched your journey over the past few months and you've always remained positive, looking for that silver lining, pushing through, talking about your faith, etc. Were there days for you, though, where you just thought, you were scared or you didn't know if you could remain that positive? How did you get through those days, you know?
Definitely. You know, the thing is that, you know, during my time in the ward, in the hematology ward, it's not like there wasn't bad days. There was really, really bad, extremely bad days to the point where I actually put my hands up and said, God, if you've opened up a place for me in heaven, God, please take me now because I can't take this pain anymore. Or if you could just send somebody to help me because I can't take it anymore. And, you know, what's crazy is that in the hematology ward, you know, if you don't ask, they won't give. So, you know, if you don't tell them that, oh, this is hurting or that, if they see you in a really bad way and you don't tell them what's going on, they won't give you the medication for it. And so, you know, on a few occasions, I did see death and I did ask God to take me and to protect my son and my wife. But, you know, God was telling me, you know what, son, it's not your time. It's not your time yet. Just keep fighting. And that's what I did. You know, I just kept on fighting and kept on persevering, knowing that, you know, that I didn't want my son to go to school one day and be able to tell his mates that, yeah, dad died when I was 3 years of age. I was like, I can't have that happen to the kid. Yeah, he's too.
Yeah, man. As a father, you know, I felt that, man. Billy Dibb, former world champion boxer and just a champion guy, really good friend of mine, had the chance of when I was in Sydney in January to go see him. Went to your house and was there with the fam. I took my dad there and it was just a beautiful moment. But I'll be honest with you, Billy, when I saw you there, like first time that I'd seen you from, you know, how you were and how you were going through chemo, you know, I was scared, you know, I was scared as just being your buddy. I think I've sent you 100 messages of just, I love you, because I just wanted to make sure that I got that across, man. And I love you so much. And I'm so happy that you are in remission right now. And I'm proud of you, of how you've shared your journey. You have a book coming out. Is that right?
Yeah. So the books, I did the book release the other day. Now the book will hit the shelves in the next 2 weeks. It's a very, very exciting book. It's a book about life, a book about you know, the ups and the downs of my career, you know, the highs and the lows. You know, I don't just talk about the good times, you know what I mean? I'm always all about, you know, the good and the bad, because the thing is, the good and the bad is what shaped you to be the person that you were. So I talk about getting bullied at school, you know, losing Sarah, you know, the setbacks, the comebacks, all of that beautiful stuff, you know, because it's a book about hope. You know, this book is a book about hope and a book about overcoming adversity, and that's what it's all about. I really want to inspire the world, Chris, and my dream from this point on is to become one of the best keynote speakers and just travel the world and tell my journey and inspire people and uplift people. That's what it's all about, I think.
100%, man. Autobiography. It's called A True Heart. Billy Dibb, A True Heart. You can search for that and hopefully get that on the downloadable list as well, but also in bookstores. A True Heart, Billy Dibb. In the book, do you talk about being signed by 50 Cent? Do you talk about living with Mike Tyson for a moment and all that? Is that all in there?
But I revealed everything in the book. So I didn't.
Oh, wow.
So good.
So people who want to get the book can go to www.billydibb.com and they can pre-purchase the book. We've got delivery all over the world. So if you pre-purchase the book, we'll make sure that it gets to you.
Okay. www.billydibb.com. Again, I've known Billy for 20 years, and this, like, the Mike Tyson story is, it's actually hilarious and scary at the same time. I'm so glad you put that in there. 50 Cent.
Yeah.
He was signed by 50 Cent.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you were at 50's house. You hung out with him. Again, very interesting story around that as well. Not to put aside of what you've gone through recently as well, man. What a journey that you're on. As a fellow Lebanese man, I just want to say I'm super proud of you. As a fellow human, I'm super proud of you. His name is Billy Dibb. Hit up the website, billydibb.com. Go get a book for me and support this man. Love you, brother, and thanks for taking the time.
Love you guys so much. Thank you so much, Chris. Take care, man. God bless.
Absolutely love him.
Wow.
Honestly.
Yeah.
What a guy. What a guy.
Just an amazing guy.
The Chris Faye Show. The Chris Faye Show. Something like this. Virgin Radio 104.4.
You know, these chosen ones that are trying to win this job on Virgin Radio, they had to produce a radio demo. It's like an audio resume for what we do. So you send audio instead of a resume, a paper resume, you would send audio of how you sound on the radio. Ladies and gentlemen, I have found a demo that got Pretty Mullick the job here in Dubai.
We're going back to my college days.
So this is audio from you that you sent to the news department. Pretty started off as a news reader, a news reporter for the network, and then I took her.
Yes, you did. You
I said,
did.
nah, come work with us. Come and have some fun.
Gosh. Yep. So this must have been my news demo?
This is your news demo. I have hacked into it. I've got it. It was in this system, which I found. Wow. Now, I think we are going back to around 2007-ish, 8-ish.
Yes, 2007 it must have been. Yeah.
Are we ready?
Yeah.
This is Pretty Mullick.
Oh, gosh.
Her demo that she sent to ARN, Virgin Radio, to get this job. Let's have a listen.
The finest ingredients.
News, sports, and weather.
What's this?
Morning wake-up call is brewed
fresh
our breakfast every show. Day. Direct from our studios in WRHU Hempstead, this is your 7 o'clock wake-up call.
Good morning. Today's Friday, November 9th. I'm Preeti Mullick, taking a look at what stories are making headlines this morning. Clashes have broken out in Rawalpindi, Pakistan, as police block a massive anti-government rally.
You sound the same. You sounded good. You sound,
I like that.
Good for WHRU.
No wonder you got the job.
I had good radio training. I tried to leave by car at least twice today, but was blocked by police who scuffled with supporters trying to move the barbed wire barricades.
This is a live show that
President
we used to
Pervez
do every
Musharraf
morning.
Imposed emergency rule last weekend, but promises there will be elections in February.
Wow.
House Democrats are preparing for another veto showdown with President Bush over the war in Iraq.
President Bush!
The House
President
plans Bush. To vote as early as next week on a war spending bill that would provide...
You would definitely... You sound a little younger. There is definitely some sounding of youth there.
I was like 20, 21 at that time.
So this is what you sent. This is what you sent to here to get the job.
...behind to train Iraqi forces.
You're doing full-on news here as well. Yeah.
So that morning wake-up call, we would be on rotation. Either you'd host, co-host, or do the news.
Was this at Hofstra University?
Yeah, but it was it was not just for the university. It was an actual real radio station that just happened to broadcast from our campus.
Some
changes in policy.
Let's have a listen.
A new measure shows consumer confidence in the U.S. has fallen to its lowest level since Hurricane Katrina struck in 2005. The RBC Cash Index shows consumer confidence...
Wow, interesting. Good on you, Britt. I'm so glad you did that.
You sound so intelligent, and you've clearly become a little bit more...
Dumb,
yeah, 100%.
Working with us.
100%.
We've brought her down, Rossi.
It's
I
true.
Know.
I then found this demo that you sent, I think, in 2011? Now, you were working with us... Were you trying to get a job in America in 2011?
Yeah.
We were only 2 years to get, like, 2 or 3 years in. You were going to leave. You were going to leave me.
I was still doing news. No one was giving me a job.
So you weren't working full time on my on this show.
I was doing the show, but I was still like a news department. Like, okay. I didn't do the switchover.
You weren't. Yeah. Okay. All right. Then I didn't I'll do feel
the
switchover.
I'm still doing the show with you.
Okay. Hold on. Let's have a listen to this demo. God.
Let's go. PMG. Pretty Molly's gossip.
Right now. What's happening, Pretty?
Goodbye, Kardashians. Ryan Seacrest has found a new family to franchise upon. Ooh. It is the Jonas Brothers.
Oh no! Really?
Yeah. Kevin Jonas and his wife Danielle are going to be the stars of an upcoming reality show on
Divorce.
Divorce
will come then.
Really?
Couples that do reality TV shows. Hulk Hogan.
Oh, this is awkward.
Jessica Simpson, Nicholas Shea.
Divorce.
Khloe and Kardashian.
Oh, I've just done a reality show with my wife. Just saying. I don't want to get divorced.
It's your prediction.
I predicted my future with your demo, Pretty Molly.
I'm sorry, Chris.
Someone save me now.
I'm sorry.
The Chris Faye Show. The Chris Faye Show. Something
like this. Virgin Radio 104.4.
Rossi got his job here at Virgin Radio that many years ago because you sent me this demo. Is this the one that you sent me on Facebook?
I could find that out, but I don't think so because I don't think it's suitable for the UAE.
I'm playing it. You talking about the Bacardi side? That's fine. Just leave it. No, we're mature enough. So this is, Rossi, you were working in radio in the UK.
Yeah.
It was about 2005.
This is from 14 years ago, this demo.
Now have a listen. This is Rossi on radio 14 years ago, his demo that he sent to us to get the job. We ready?
Ready.
Have a listen to some of this. It's great. I actually think it was, I mean, I remember hearing it for the first time and think, hey, this guy's pretty good.
You know what Brent said to me when I started? He said, I couldn't believe you just came out of nowhere. Me and Chris were like, who's this guy?
I know, we were so wrong. Here we go.
Radio City 96.7.
You know, you do that thing where you hear a song and you can remember exactly where you were when you first heard it. I can remember exactly where I was when I first heard this tune. Oh yeah. I was lying on a beach in Crete, all inclusive. I'd saved up. Me and my friends on holiday. The waves lapping at my feet. Lovely sunny day. I was forgetting all the worries in the world, just de-stressing. And then I heard my friend go, Russ! Oi! Russ! They've run out of Bacardi breezers, lad. What you want, mate? That man can do nothing wrong. Mark Ronson, featuring Ghostface. Ooh wee on Radio City 96.7.
Now, I'm stopped it right now.
Why are you stopping it?
Because this is actually on YouTube, and he's presented this. He has got a urine sample.
Why'd you say that? What?
No, what I did was...
He's got a urine sample right now because, listen, the song's called Ooh Wee.
So, I put pictures next to everything I was doing, and I put a photo of some...
I'm glad your humor has not changed in 15 years.
A doctor's urine sample was used in the demo. Now, you this ready?
Ooh Wee on Radio City 96.7.
Urine sample.
He is the producer of the moment, isn't he? He is absolutely fantastic. Right, stick around. Music on the way from Razorlight. I also play some Girls Aloud for you.
Girls Aloud.
And a track that was featured in a Levi's advert in the late 80s. It went to number one all over again because of that advert. It's coming next here at Radio City 96.7. Today's Best Mix, Coast 96.3, Amy Winehouse and Tears Dry on their own. I'm looking through the papers today. Just found an article about a bronze statue of Tommy Cooper that's going to be erected in the town of Caerphilly.
What?
I think it's called, in Wales. And that sort of reminded me of a blonde moment that an ex-girlfriend of mine had about a year ago. The very same thing happened in Wigan, just up the road. They've got a bronze statue of George Formby, the ukulele playing comic. When I'm cleaning windows.
Just turn it off.
So we were watching the news, and that came on saying, in Wigan, George Formby statue erect.
How old are you here? Because you sound like you're 50 there.
I know. I can't believe it.
Well, like,
can we just stop it?
Mid-20s?
Yeah.
This is Rossi's radio demo.
In Wigan, George Formby statue erected. Up pipes the ex-girlfriend. Whoa. Having a bit of a blonde moment.
Oh,
I don't know why they're putting a statue of him up. What did he do that was so good? I thought he just invented one of those grills. No, that was George. Oh, never mind.
Liverpool City 6 Station, Radio City 96.7.
So
that
red.
Is McFly. And obviously, you're going to play that one especially.
McFly, they're the band that's how you got fired.
Yep, I jumped on stage with McFly.
McFly, way too many drinks in at the Christmas party of the radio station that he's doing the demo here for.
Especially for Peter, who's just on his way to Blackpool with his mum. She's texting. He's going to Blackpool for his 8th birthday. He's with Luke, Daniel and Tom. Hope you have a fantastic time. Very lucky to be going to Blackpool for your 8th birthday. Do you know where my mum took money for my 8th birthday? Oh, yes. I said I wanted to go and play five-a-side with my friends. Me mum ended up taking me to the local park.
Hey.
Can we stop? Why do I feel as though I've got to be funny on every single break?
D, who does Rossi sound like to you?
Hi, morning. He sounds like the very late Keith Chegwin, who's an amazing presenter in the UK.
He's dead.
That Liverpool accent is coming through. Is this really the same guy?
Yeah, you sound so different. You sound a lot different.
Keith Chegwin, yeah.
I have to look him up.
Amazing.
Are you from New Zealand?
No, I'm from the UK.
Yeah, that's why she knows who Keith, because no one often knows who's
You've got like a little bit of an Aussie, Keith.
I've lived in the UAE too long. I've got this expat accent. Yeah, I know. Aww. Everyone tells me, you're from New Zealand, you're from Australia. No, I'm not.
There we go.
Totally British.
Well, hey, I wanna be thank you, sir. Coast 96.3, today's best mix. Nickelback and Rockstar.
Talking to
Rockstar.
Rockstar?
None other than the legend that is Mr. Ozzy Osbourne is going to be presenting the Brits tonight. I cannot wait. It's going to be absolutely fantastic.
Just stop the thing now.
He is a legend, isn't he? Did you ever see him on the MTV program he did?
Not bad. I think it was good.
Great.
It was a good demo, Ross. It's a good
cringe.
The Chris Faye Show. The Chris Faye Show.
Something like this. Virgin Radio 104.4.
That is it for us for your Thursday. Been a fun show. Good show.
It's been a really good show. You know, one thing I forgot to mention is that yesterday I watched the Oscars with my parents.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say, it was such a cool moment.
What?
To watch my parents watch RRR, the song Natu Natu being performed and then winning.
Who's RRR? What's
it's
Natu Natu?
It's an Indian movie. Remember we were talking about that? And I just was I was looking at them while they were watching it.
I was happy they're proud.
They were just so happy. I just thought it was so cool. If you haven't seen the Oscars, it's on OSN Plus. Watch it. Great show.
Love
Jimmy
that.
Kimmel did a great job.
Love that. That's so cool. I love that proud moment between you and your mum and your dad. I think it's cute. We're out of here. There's going to be a proud moment next because I'm sure lots of mums and dads are listening to possibly their children. They're taking over Virgin Radio from 11. Our chosen one finalists. Don't forget, you can be part of the journey. You can vote for who you like. Go to virginradiodubai.com. He was our chosen one about 10 years ago. Eddie, he's up next with all your commercial-free music. Have a great day from myself, Chris Fade, and the team. Wear your seatbelts. Yalla, bye.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m.
Virgin Radio.